So now, lying on your back with your arms alongside your body, perhaps the back of the hands resting on the floor and the palms facing up to the ceiling, and with your legs outstretched along the floor, toes releasing outwards, or perhaps with the knees bent and the soles of the feet resting on the floor, if that's more comfortable for you. And of course, it's also totally fine to sit in a chair or to stand if that's what's best for your body in this moment. So just taking your own authority on that. And just taking a moment now to become present to what's arising in your body. You may be feeling the contact of your body on the floor. You might feel those points of contact, particularly along the back of your body, in the heels, the backs of the legs, along the back of the torso or the head. You may notice clothing or air against your skin. Perhaps a sense of gravity holding you. Just opening to all the ordinary sensations of being in your body in this moment. And becoming aware now of breathing. It's feeling the sensations as the breath enters the body and leaves the body. Just feeling the movement of the breath. Allowing it to move through its cycle of in-breath and out-breath. Without controlling it in any way. And bringing attention to any movements in the abdomen. Perhaps noticing that it may be rising and falling with the cycle of the breath. You may even want to place your hands on your abdomen for a moment. Feeling the slight expansion and rising of the abdomen as you breathe in. And then a softening and releasing, a kind of letting go quality as you breathe out. And just resting the attention here on the breath, following the rhythm of your breathing, moment by moment. And as we progress through this body scan, just knowing that it's always possible to return to the breath as a safe place, a haven for you to rest in until you feel ready to venture again into the body scan and wherever we are in the recording. Feeling free to leave the hands on the abdomen. Or you may want to put them back down alongside your body, whichever is most comfortable for you right now. And then when you're ready, just allowing your attention to flow down through your left leg and out into the toes of your left foot. And just opening to whatever is there to be experienced in this moment. So the big toe, the little toe, all the toes in between. Not so much thinking about the toes as directly experiencing them. Perhaps there's tingling or pulsing. Perhaps it's temperature there may be a warmth or some coolness, or moisture or dryness, perhaps a sensation of heaviness or lightness, or noticing a blankness there, or perhaps feelings of clothing or air against the skin. Remembering there's no right way to feel when you're doing this, just opening to whatever the sensations are right now in this moment. And moving the attention now through the ball of the foot and the arch of the foot. Feeling into the sides of the foot. And sensing into the heel. Perhaps you may feel a heaviness or the sensation of where the heel makes contact with the floor. And shifting the attention now to the top of the foot. Is it possible to feel right down into the bone? And expanding the attention now to include a sense of the foot as a whole. And now letting your attention move to your left ankle. So the sides of the ankle and right down deep inside the ankle. Noticing sensations now in the lower part of your left leg. So the calf muscle on back, perhaps where it's making contact with the floor, the shin bone along the front, right up to the knee. Just noticing any sensations there. You may be able to feel contact of clothing or pressure, or perhaps nothing at all, and that's not a problem. Really being present to your experience here. And you may notice at times that your mind has wandered away from focusing on the part of the body we're looking at. And that's just what minds do. It's not a problem. And every time the mind wanders away, just gently, patiently, but persistently, just bringing your attention back to the part of the body that we're focusing on, which right now is the lower part of our left leg. Moving the attention now to the knee of the left leg. So sensing into the top of the kneecap, the inside of the knee, the back of the knee. Just noticing any sensations arising. And shifting your attention now to the upper part of the left leg. So from the top of the knee right up to the hip and across to the inner groin. You may be able to feel sensations on the skin or the muscles or even right down into the bone. Some of the sensations might be subtle, they might be intense, they might be changing or constant, or there might be blankness and no sensations. And just remembering that there's no right way for your body to feel. Just being with what's here right now. And now perhaps expanding the focus of your attention to take in the whole of the left leg from the top of the hip right down to the tip of the toes. just noticing sensations or maybe the absence of sensations. You may want to take a moment to check out both legs and see if the left leg feels any different from the right or not. And on the next out breath, just letting go the focus on the left leg and shifting your attention to the right leg. So allowing your attention to travel down through the right leg and out to the right foot, and beginning with sensing into the toes. So the big toe, the little toe, all the toes in between. And sensing into the ball of the foot and the sole of the foot. Exploring now the sides of the foot and down to the heel. And now to the top of the right foot. And opening up now to the whole of the right foot. And let's include the ankle as well. Sensations at the skin level or right down deep inside. Just being present to all the sensations in the foot. And now shifting the attention to focus on the lower part of the right leg. This hugely important area of our body that we largely ignore, so crucial to getting around. It's opening to what it's like in this part of the body right now. So the calf muscle, the shin bone, the skin, and bringing your attention now to focus on the knee of your right leg. So the top of the knee, the kneecap, the back of the knee, the sides of the knee. Just remembering that if you ever encounter any sensations which are very intense or uncomfortable, you can always return to the breath at the abdomen just to re-stabilize yourself. And then when you feel ready, returning to the part of the body that we're working with. And tuning into now the top of our right leg. So flowing out from the knee up to the hip and to the inner groin. So the quad muscle on top, the hamstring at the back. Perhaps there's a heaviness where you make contact with the floor, a sense of clothing or blankets. Or maybe down deep inside, a sense of a pulse. As blood moves through this region, or the bone. And expanding the attention now to include a sense of the whole of the right leg, from the tips of the toe up to the top of the thigh. And just resting here, opening to the sensations or lack of sensations in our right leg. Being aware of any judgments that you might make about some of these sensations as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And when you're ready, moving the attention now to the pelvic region. So from the left hip across to the right hip, the groin, the genitals, the sacrum, the back of the pelvis, feeling the weight of the body here. Feeling the pressure of contact. Feeling a sense of gravity, of heaviness or lightness, where your buttocks make contact with the surface you're on. Bringing attention now to the lower back, to the sense of contact or lack of contact with the floor or chair. An area where sometimes we can hold tension in our bodies. Just noticing what's there right now. Is there tightness, softness? Noticing any tendency to brace or to tense when you encounter certain sensations. And bringing a gentle curiosity to those sensations and to those reactions. Moving up close, inquiring, what exactly is this that I'm feeling? What is the sensation? And exploring, breathing into the sensation. And on the out-breath, opening, softening. Just remembering that this is simply how it is in the lower back at the moment. And moving now up to the middle of the back. Tuning into any sense of the breath that might be here. The rib cage. The curvature of the spine. Feeling the weight of the body here. Tuning in now to the upper part of the back, the top of the shoulders, the back of the shoulders. Again, another area sometimes we can hold tension. And just noticing what's there for you in this moment. Their tightness, softness, heaviness, lightness, pulsing. Are the sensations constant or fluctuating? Opening to all the sensations there. And expanding now to include the whole length and breadth of the back. From the top of your shoulders right down to the base of your spine. Just dwelling in the sensations of the back, not watching them so much from your head, but just knowing what the back knows. and aware of the subtle and not so subtle motions of the back as you breathe. And sinking and releasing into gravity. And on the next out breath, letting go your focus on your back and shifting it around to the front of your abdomen and the belly area. Maybe feeling into the shifting sensations in the abdomen as we breathe. Noticing the rising and the falling as the diaphragm expands and contracts, as it moves in a rhythmic movement with each breath. Maybe getting a sense of the organs inside the body. Into this place where we have our gut feelings. And becoming aware of any emotions that might be there right now. Feeling into the lower rib cage. And again, maybe noticing the breath here as the lungs expand and release. And each time the mind wanders off, just gently bringing it back, patiently but persistently. Over and over. And moving up now to the chest region. Feeling into the rib cage. Feeling into the chest muscles. And the breast area. Maybe noticing the subtle sensations of the heart beating as it pumps life-giving oxygen and nutrients around our body, taking waste products away. Feeling into the sides of the chest. And all the way up to the armpits. And taking in the whole of the torso now, so the front of the body and the back of the body. Opening to all the sensations as you lie here. In stillness. And remembering there's no right way to feel when you're doing this. The way you're feeling is simply the way you're feeling right now. And as best you can, bringing care and tenderness towards your experience. And towards yourself. And allowing the sensations just to be as they are, because they're already here, part of your experience in the moment. And now we're going to move on to the arms. So we're going to do both arms at the same time. So just letting your attention flow down the arms and out into the hands. Just noticing where the hands are resting and how they are resting. So the shape of them. Feeling that from the inside, perhaps. Feeling into the tips of the fingers and the thumbs. Perhaps there might be tingling there or pulsing. Warmth or coolness. Might be heaviness or lightness. Might be no sensations. Feeling into the palms of the hands. Perhaps noticing the feeling of the air against the skin. And to the back of the hands. And expanding now to have an awareness of all of the hands. Just noticing where your mind is right now, and if it's wandered off, it's not a problem, it's not a failure. Just gently bringing it back and opening up to the sensations in your hands. And tuning into the sensations now in the wrists. This delicate, delicate part of our body. So the inside of the wrist, the outside of the wrist. Perhaps there might be a sense of the pulse that moves through this part of the body. And shifting attention now into the forearms. Noticing any contact that this part of your body is making with the floor or with clothing. The inside of the forearms, the outside. Just allowing things to be as they are in the body as best you can. And shifting now to the elbows and tuning into the inner part of the elbow, the outer part, the pointy part. And moving now to the upper arms. So sensing into the biceps and the triceps. The inner arm and the outer arm. Feeling into the armpits. And expanding now to take in the whole of both arms from the fingertips up to the shoulders and through the shoulder girdle. Aware of the weight of the arms, feeling the muscles, the joints, the touch and texture of clothing, sensations of warmth or coolness. And bringing the attention now up through the neck area, feeling into the back of the neck, sides of the neck, the front of the neck, the throat area, on the surface and deeper inside. And if you're lying down, noticing what the neck feels like, not having to hold your head up. And shifting the attention now, flowing up from the neck and into the jaw. Being aware of any tightness or softness. Allowing the lower jaw to drop down slightly. And noticing any changes in the sensations of the muscles of the face and neck or in other parts of the body, which that small movement might create. Expanding now to include the chin and the lips. And then inside the mouth, the tongue, where it rests. You may even wish to swallow and notice all the sensations that are involved in that. Noticing any tastes in the mouth, sensations of saliva, the roof of the mouth, the sides of the mouth, the gums. And moving now to the upper lip and to the nostrils. Maybe feeling where the breath contacts the nostrils when you inhale and exhale. So the inside of the nose and the outside of the nose, all the way up to the bridge of the nose. And sensing into the cheeks. And to the ears, inside the ears, outside the ears, and moving up now to the temples. And then to the eyes. The eyelids, the eyeballs, the sockets. Is there lightness or darkness? Are they still or moving? Exploring the eyebrows and the little part between the eyebrows. And moving now to the forehead. This part of our face which is often so animated and expressive. What's it like right now? In stillness. Is there tension or softness, heaviness, lightness. And expanding now to include a sense of all of your face. Noticing the play of air across the face and sensations of coolness or warmth. Noticing perhaps that some sensations stay for a whilst others pass quickly. And shifting the attention now round to the sides of the head and the back of the head, the skull. Perhaps there's a sense of contact where it's resting against the floor. There may be a sense of heaviness there or lightness. And moving now to the top of the head. Crown of the head. And now expanding the focus of your attention to take in the whole of the body, resting here, breathing. So a sense of the body as a whole, from the top of your head right down to the bottoms of your feet. All the different sensations arising and passing. So lying here in a state of stillness. And sinking deeper and deeper into a state of well-being. As we come in touch with feeling complete, feeling whole. Open to things just as they are in each moment. And seeing that this attitude and this stillness itself is healing. And allowing the world to be as it is beyond our personal fears and concerns, beyond the tendencies of the mind to want everything to be a certain way, and just seeing ourselves as complete, as we are. Looking and experiencing deeply the fullness of our life, and the limitless qualities of life. Experiencing the fullness of our ability to love and to care, and experiencing being totally awake right now. And as this practice comes to an end, you may wish to Wriggle your toes and your fingers, and allowing your body to start gently moving now. Perhaps stretching your arms up, stretching out your legs. And you may wish to congratulate yourself for spending the time and energy to nourish yourself in this way. And knowing that you can carry this awareness of your body's deep wisdom beyond this practice session and into each moment of your day, wherever you may find yourself.